When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to the Deeply Graphic Design Cast, the show about all things design, from the creative side to the business side and all points in between. Follow the show on Twitter at Wes McDowell. Want the gang to answer your question on an upcoming episode? Send in your listener question to questions@thedeependesign.com or via Twitter using hashtag DGDC. Here are your hosts.
Wes McDowell in Chicago.
Mikhail Morrison in Seattle.
Nick Longo in Los Angeles.
All right. So we're all here again. How was everybody's Thanksgiving?
I still got leftovers.
Do you?
I have leftovers.
People oftentimes do for a full week, right? That's normal.
We had so many people together, and I think everybody left with like four Tupperwares. Like no one left without like a week's worth of food. Oh, it was nice. Awesome. I love that. It's a good time of that year because it's like you're not going out
totally.
For anything. You got it all in your fridge. It's great. How are you guys's?
Mikkel?
I'm good. Not being in contact with family until Christmas.
Oh,
there you
gotcha.
Go. so you had your fill of family for Thanksgiving, and now
it was wonderful. I mean, it really was wonderful. My siblings and their families got to go to my parents and all be together. It had been a little while, so that was really really cool.
Nice.
But you know, we drive a good hour to get to my parents, so you can't drink as much as you'd like. You know,
sure.
You gotta get back in the car. So that has its ramifications, right?
Too.
Because holidays are about having something in your hand all the time to sip on.
Absolutely. Well, that's the part about having a husband, I would think, Mikkel. Like, you can do whatever you want, and then he's the DD, right?
Oh, he always is so beautiful and offers, and I just feel guilty. So we just rotate. It's fine.
You just always offer driving at the beginning, going towards the place.
Yeah, yeah.
So somebody can drive back for you.
But that just means you get to get drunk at Christmas. So
yeah, there you go. Look out.
La 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 la. Nice. Cool. So, well, today is our annual. We love doing this show every year. It's the 2017 Designer Holiday Gift Wish List episode.
Yeah.
So where we scour the internet, we look at the things that we're asking for this year for the holidays, maybe some things that you already have. I know a few of these things on my list are things, or at least one of them, two of them are things that I bought and I love. So,
oh, cool. Nice.
Yeah.
And
doing
I've noticed
real
too,
testing here.
I was looking back and I have bought many things that we have reviewed or brought to the list in the past years.
Yeah.
So it's kind of neat. Like it actually, I can say we're actually buying the stuff or using the stuff and enjoying
right.
it.
Right.
So
we're not full of bullshit. Me too.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's why I put a Tesla on my list this year. So next year I have one.
It's like our version of The Secret. You put it on paper.
Yeah.
You put it on a podcast. Next year it's going to be under your tree.
What were they calling those boards? Like,
Vision boards.
Vision boards.
I mean, I don't know.
I remember
I would have
oh
no
my
idea.
God. Boy, did that make the rage and just leave as fast as it came.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No, people are still talking about that.
Oh, really? Wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Mostly,
okay.
Yeah, I mean.
Possible topic down the road.
Not my friends, but people.
Asking for a friend.
Hashtag. Absolutely. So we're going to get to that in just a minute. Oh, and also we've got some of you actually sent in some Twitter things that you're asking for the holidays this year too. So we're going to read those off at the end. So stick around
for
that.
Yes.
But before we get to the wish list, we've got to give our friends over at Skillshare a little love. Not have to, want to.
Want to.
Yeah. Skillshare is an amazing place to just keep your design skills sharp and learn the next new design trends and hacks and all that good stuff. It's just going to help you be a better designer all the way around. So they've got over 3 million members and more than 17,000 classes. So Skillshare is really the next Netflix for online learning. So do that. Just take a lazy Saturday and snuggle up with a special somebody and Skillshare and chill, or skill and chill, as we say.
We gotta make a t-shirt for them.
Exactly. So you can take classes in either graphic design, digital illustration, photography, social media marketing, freelance business type stuff. They've got it all. And they're taught by the industry experts in their chosen field. So that's amazing. Experienced professionals teaching what they know best. So you can really learn from the best, you know. And I was on there today, and here's a few little choice things I found. Personal branding for designers, which is that looks awesome. Like, how
cool.
That's exactly what we need. Create a t-shirt in Canva. So it gets like, so it can get kind of from my general
pretty
advice
specific
to something really super specific. So So, and there's stuff for scrapbooking. There's stuff for creating a beautiful flip book. All these kind of cool things with like even Draplin, like we said, hosting a few of them, which is amazing. So, you learn all these things, logo design, typography, animation, UX, all that good stuff. So Skillshare is giving our listeners a 1 month free trial of unlimited access to over 17,000 classes. Just go to skillshare.com/graphic to start your free month today. And that will be a Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah for sure. All right, cool. So let's get on with the show. We love this one. Mikkel, do you want to start off?
Sure, I'll kick it off.
Get kicked off? All right.
Sure, I'll kick it off. Have you guys ever heard of Peel? P-E-E-L?
I don't think so.
No?
What is it?
I only know about them because I follow them on Instagram and they came up in my feed last year. They hone in on for getting the bulky cases slimmed down with Peel for your phone. So their cases specifically for your phone. But they do their product line so elegantly. Their colors, their patterns, the material that they use is just super thin looking, super simple, and really just quite sexy, actually. They're not overpriced. They can be found at buypeel.com, and I really encourage you guys to check them out because those are affordable gifts that people don't have to feel like they're locked into. If they like the case that they've got currently, it doesn't mean that they can't swap it out for a few months and then put it on again. I used to do that. I have friends that do that, where they just change up their look like they do a watch every now and again on their phone,
like the watch bands,
with their case. Yep. Yeah, with the watch bands. So follow them on Instagram, P-E-E-L, buypeel.com. Their cases are amazing. And their website is super elegant, easy to navigate.
I got to tell you, I just looked at my phone. I have one on my case. That's my case. I didn't know the name
of it. Oh, that's your brand?
Really.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you. I'm all about – God, if I could – I wouldn't want to have a cover on it, but I'm like one of those people that have to have a cover on it. And this is the most ultra slim, and the buttons are like integrated.
They thrive
on. It's not so much like the buttons of your phone show through. It integrates, so it has like a fake button over it, and it's so super thin, but it does have just enough of a lip, so it does protect it if it like drops straight down. But
it looks and feels like you don't have a case on.
Totally.
And for phone or tablet size, they just have great options.
Yeah, nice. I'm all about those super slim ones. I think they look so much better on the phones. I don't know.
Me too. They're great. And so they, of course, have the latest for the new iPhone X. Like they're all staying up to date with the latest. So
cool.
They're just awesome.
So this isn't officially one of mine, but while we're talking about phone cases, this one is not super thin. But if, in case anyone's interested, it's jimmycase.co, and basically I love this thing. It's basically a like credit card holder in one.
Ooh,
so
it's
great, because I don't know, I don't even own a wallet anymore, so it's basically my phone is my wallet. So it's kind of like a wood veneer back to it. Like a nylon
stretchy.
Yeah, it's like stretchy, so you can. I have like five cards in there right now. my ID and all that stuff. So if you like the thin one, go with Peel. If you like something that's going to let you ditch your wallet, then go with the Jimmy case.
I had one of those years ago, like on my 4, I think it was.
Oh, really?
And I got so used to, I've since switched back to a really slim just wallet, but I totally get what you're saying. To combine those two is this the most peace of mind thing. You know, you got everything on you.
Well,
pretty cool.
Except for the part, like, if your phone goes missing, there goes your entire done. Life with it. But that's the only downside.
True. That is true. Yeah. Hopefully it's just credit cards and those are those things you could, you know, deactivate. But you would need your phone for that.
Well, it's my ID, too. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, and this is so unrelated to the topic, but I got it made me think because I have that card in here is my MoviePass card. Have you guys heard of MoviePass?
My barber just told me about that.
Yeah. So it's like
it's a $10 a month thing?
Yeah. It's $10 a month.
$9 for, keep going. I don't know about it. What were you going to say? $9 for what?
A month for unlimited going to the movies.
That's insane. Like,
yeah. And movies, I don't know where everybody lives, but where I live here, it's like $15 to go to a movie.
Exactly. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I've already
now.
Seen 3 with this card this month, so I mean, I win.
Dude, the movie industry must be hurting so bad that is an option. Because, like, think about it. I guess you can go one per day or something like that?
Yeah, one per day.
That's your limit.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
That's crazy.
No one's, like, paying any less for these movies. Like, MoviePass as a company, I don't know what their business model is, but basically, they pay full price for these movies. And I think they're just counting on enough people not really using it.
Not
much.
Using it. Like gyms. Like gym memberships and stuff, you know?
Right. But I mean, it's not
what
like they've
great idea.
They don't have a deal
that's
with
crazy.
The movie theaters. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know about you guys too, but like I don't go to the theaters as much as I used to. I don't
no,
know. Like,
me neither. But
I go
this is such a great gift idea for
yes.
My stepsons that are 22 years of age, they always go to the movies regularly. That's a fabulous
idea.
Option for
that's
them.
Yeah, that's a good idea for someone, for sure. Oh, and by the way, if you're giving it as a gift, I think they just lowered the price to like $7 a month if you buy the whole year.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's like a whole year's worth of movies for them. So, yeah.
Great idea.
Right.
Great idea.
You could do worse. All right, cool. So enough tangents. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
But another couple bonus gifts.
That's
so
really good
go.
To know.
Yeah.
Why not?
All right, Nicholas, St. Nick, what do you got for
my
us?
My first one up, you know, for years I've been using a little Bluetooth speaker for one reason only, not to listen to music or anything, but as a conference call substitution, you know, with my iPhone. No landline anymore, no office phone anymore, 100% on the mobile phone, right? Mm-hmm. And this, I have a really nice... the Jambox, I've been using that for years, but it literally dies out every two calls. You know, it's like
keeping
it charged. Then it has to sync. And are you Bluetooth? I found this cool thing. I got to pick this thing up, but it's made by Pioneer. It's called the Rays. And it's basically a lightning powered Bluetooth speaker that goes right into the lightning area of your phone. And it becomes this conference call quality speakerphone made specifically for that. And what's cool is it has no batteries, never needs charging because it gets it from whatever device you're plugging it into. And the quality of this is supposedly, I've read some reviews, they say it's literally like, you know, conference call quality from boardrooms. It sits flat on the table, speaker aims up, there's microphones on both sides. And I'm in that situation all the time because it's just either going to a client's place or being in an area where I like we were talking earlier, like maybe with headphones, you're a little more at ease on a call than holding the phone all the time. So I'm always looking for a better version for this thing. And I just felt that this was one of the best things. You can even listen to music on it. It is basically a better speaker. And
is
the
it?
Cool thing is you can actually, you can plug it into your computer as well. So if you use your phone or Skype via this thing, it's a better quality for like your laptop to plug it into and have the speakerphone capability.
That's
so it's
great.
Made by Pioneer, super small. And again, like that Jambox, even though it's quite small, it's a little bitch to kind of keep in your bag all the time, you know, with the charger and everything else. So this thing's the size of a USB converter for like a HDMI cable. So it's tiny, really powerful, works all the time, and you never have to worry about plugging it in. So on my list, For sure.
Yeah,
I think that's one on my list too.
Isn't that cool?
That's cool. Yeah.
Just good to have in the bag all the time, you know?
Nice. Love it.
Yeah.
So that's mine. That's my first one.
Cool. How much is that, Nick?
I believe it was listed at $99, but I found it for $69 on Amazon.
Yeah, you did. All right.
So
cool.
Not too bad. Yeah.
That's nice. Great. That's super reasonable.
What do you got? What do you got, Wes?
My first one is it's called The Palette Company. Mm-hmm. So they have two products, either the Pico or the Cube. It's pretty freaking cool. So what you do is it's like a little reader. You can go out into nature, you can go out into your urban jungle, wherever you are, and capture colors in real life. You just place, and this is this time, I think this came up in like years past somewhere.
Yeah.
But it was more like it was a, like a prototype kind of thing.
Oh.
Like it was, exist.
Yeah. Right, right.
But this exists now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a real thing you can buy. So,
wow.
So it looks like the Pico is more like, it's kind of like more like long and rectangular shaped, and the Cube is more cube shaped, obviously. So, I don't remember which is more expensive than the other, but just look up, Palette Pico, just Google it and you'll find it. Like they're hovering right around 100, I think a little over 100 for them. But it looks like a cool idea. Like if you just like to go out and get inspiration from your surroundings.
Yeah.
I think that would be amazing.
Oh, here it is. Pico and Cube.
Yeah.
The two.
Right. The two different
Everyone
models.
Must be rushing to it because their website seems to be down. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
It took a while. There we go.
Well,
oh, cool. Yes, you're right. I think this was like a Kickstarter or something for a while.
Yeah. And it just looked like one of those things. Yeah. 49?
Yeah, it's sounding
49
familiar.
Bucks.
Oh. Wow.
49. Oh.
Better than I thought.
For the small Pico one?
Wow.
Okay.
Pico's designed to work with your groundbreaking app for color novices and experts alike. Whether you're a painter, graphic designer, or a beautician, the Pico app has you covered. It basically, I guess, searches around on the camera and finds all the different color palettes throughout your area.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
How would
I like
a beautician
that.
Use this? That's what I'm wondering
hair color?
About that.
Is it hair color?
Well, I don't think you use like hex values for that, but that's
well. Maybe the app tells you what to use for your hair color. I have no idea, but it's about the size of that last iPhone or iPod Shuffle. It's nice and tiny.
Oh, it's small.
Totally portable.
Interesting.
All right, let's look into this. I think we should buy one just to see what's going on.
And I love the video. There's like a video of this on their site where this woman's just like walking around, like capturing colors all over the place.
Of course she is.
And she's just,
oh, really?
She's just like going up to random people, like doing it on their thing. Like this guy's got a green bicycle and she's taking the color and the guy's just like, what the hell are you doing? And at one point
your color green will be in my design.
Yeah. Oh, and that ends up being the winner. Spoiler alert. But,
what a cool idea.
Yeah, but then she's got gum on the bottom of her shoe, so of course, why not get that color?
Yeah,
shoe gum pink. It's great. All right,
not
cool.
A bad idea.
Okay, so my next one's not going to surprise you two. Before, just after we got
spreadsheet
home from
organizer.
Vegas. I'm not as ridiculous about that stuff as I used to be.
We'll be the judge.
Oh, it's all relative, right? When we got back from Vegas, Jason got me the new AirPods, and they are absolutely life-changing for me. I have told Wes and Nick at this point that I'll be on a screen share meeting here at my workstation, but yet I'm not here because I'm up and around and taking care of things around the house. People think I'm sitting here, and I'm making comments. While people
we
are
don't
talking.
Even know where Mikkel is right now.
Where in the world is
podcasting is different. I'm sitting in front of my handy mic that Wes got me years ago. But honestly, it really truly is it is quite the game changer. I just got so it's funny the things that you admit in hindsight. I got really tired of fiddling with those damn cords of my headphones. They'd get wrapped around in certain places. It'd be an eye roller, like to get on the phone and take care of that before I, you know, get on a call. Now I just pop these in and I sync it with my MacBook in another room or the iMac in here or my phone just super easily and just get on with people. It's just nice to be hands-free and free at that capacity. Plus, you know, of course, with the latest Apple Watch, you don't have to have your iPhone within radius. So I'm just taking off with my AirPods and my phone. I'll be on a jog. We'll have an incoming call, look down at my watch, decide whether I want to screen it or not. I double tap my AirPod. I'm on the line with somebody if I choose to. It's amazing. It's just totally something. Conveniently amazing.
And if anyone's going to do it right as far as the performance of it, let alone the sound quality and all that, I was always impressed when Apple showed how simple it is. It pairs like automatically, and the way it charges
it really does.
The little thing. You've convinced me. I'm literally getting them after we're done.
Yeah, and I really love the little case to throw in anywhere to keep them charged at all times. It's just beautifully prototyped. Really encourage – I mean, you don't have to get this for anybody else. All creatives, you deserve it. You get it for yourselves, honestly.
Yep. You get an AirPod.
Beat me to it.
Knew that was coming.
Yeah.
They really are super beneficial. And at first, you do look – I mean, everything's an adjustment, right? I did look like – you know, I wear earrings every day, so I look like I was wearing two earrings within each ear every day, you know, because of the way that they hang. It's kind of funny looking at first. But you just get used to stuff.
I'm used to them now. Like, I see them all over the place. And, and it's funny. I laughed so hard when you mentioned this earlier. You were wearing them when we first logged on today. And I laugh because it's like, it is like this cult following. The people that have them just talk about them like they are these life change. And I'm like, it's so weird that many people are saying this, you know? So there's got to be something there. There's got to be something there.
There's awesome. A reason for it, for sure. It's just very fabulous.
Cool. All right.
Okay, so I've got some questions, Mikkel. So, like, they don't fall out of your ears at all. They're snug in your ears.
No, and I wondered about that, especially when I'm out, you know, working out. You know, if I'm moving up and down and stuff. No, they're lodged in there. And I, you know, you can't – every human is got different shaping and nooks and crannies and all that. So you wonder how Apple nailed this. You know, but I have spoken with others and they do say that they have not had issues as well. Jason always has to get those Bose ones.
Yes, same here.
To help him say it. So he is discouraged. I am really looking forward to proving him wrong about this.
So they really
hasn't tried them?
No, he has not.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Well, keep us.
No, isn't that make him sound like a major gift giver because he doesn't have a pair, but he got me a pair. It's great.
I would assume if the ones that come with your iPhone are very similar in style and shape. So I'm assuming if those fit you really well, the Air ones would.
Yeah, too. I agree. I agree with that. But I never had issues.
The ones that come with Apple, like the traditional just white ones with the white cord, those fall out of my ears constantly.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Then maybe, I wonder, does someone make any kind of adaptive thing to maybe grip a little bit more? For the AirPod, because it's you're right. How do they make one thing that's so completely universal for everybody? You know,
yeah, they're probably just not. I mean, but let us know, Mikkel. Let us know how Jason does with that.
Yeah.
And how do you charge him? Is there just like a little pad you put him on Lightning. Or something?
It's or a little mini rounded. You plug it. You plug it in every once in a while, but the case when you lodge them into the case, the case themselves, it charges them automatically. So I would say once a week. Yes, I would say once a week I'm plugging that thing in. But by and large, I'm just, you know, and it's a way to put them back and not lose them to put them in the case, right?
Oh, I love it. And then I can just get rid of the stupid micro USB one. I have to keep one outlet on for my headsets.
Right.
I'll just do it where your phone is, you know?
That's fantastic. Exactly.
Right. I'm excited. Nice. I'm excited.
Sweet. Yeah, I'm excited for you guys, for you, Nick, about this. Honestly, you're welcome.
I'm excited. Thank you. Welcome. Oh, you love it.
All right.
Okay, good.
All right, Nick. What you
all
got?
All right, let's see. Which one should I go? I'm going to save that one for the last one. Okay, so I've tried to build a library of books that are, you know, go-tos when it comes to graphic design and everything. And one of the ones I found through some research, and this is an area I really think I need to look at a little bit more, but it's a new 480-page book called The History of Graphic Design. And it's the first of a volume in the series. But what's great about it is it chronicles stuff from like 1890 to, I believe, around 1960. So it's covering the 70 years of the first real output of commercial art. And it features like year-by-year spreads. It has a detailed timeline to tell you about different trends and designers of each era. And if there's one area I'm like, I don't know a lot of, and maybe because I just did not pay attention in art history that much, and there really wasn't anything being taught about art history and graphic design so much when I was learning, I think this would be a great addition to the book comp, the like setup that I'm kind of starting. And I'm not keeping, I've only got about five, let's say. So I'm not really building the hugest library, but I don't know. I'm curious to know about what you guys think. It's like, would it be beneficial to look back at some earlier stuff for some influence? Because I feel like everything we look at now is what everyone's looking at, you know, and to get some fresh new ideas, maybe this might be a fun, you know, addition to the collection. You know, so it's called The History of Graphic Design. And again, it's volume one. And I've been finding it on Amazon and ready to order it.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I think it can definitely be beneficial to go back and look at what came before. I think it's just great to know the history of all that stuff because things do obviously cycle back. So good to know where things came, like the genesis of certain things and how to use it.
Easy.
Yeah, and like how to use it today. I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah, and why it was made. Like, I think someone sent me a really great YouTube video the other day on the creation of Helvetica typeface and sans serif in general. And it was really amazing to see how it was when it first came out. It was, people hated it because it just looked, it looked so lazy and it looked so, it wasn't ornate and it didn't have all this stuff. But look at how it has basically become the font of choice now with every branding and rebranding
for years.
So again, the more we look back at and see how these were developed, I think it gives you a better take as to why they're here and why they've stood the test of time. And again, I'd love to look at more than just fonts and type, but you know, design itself from the past and see if it's something that we can grab for some new input. Cause I'm just tired of the same influences over and over again, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of worth a shot. So that's my second one.
Totally. Okay. That's great.
What you got,
Wes? You're not the only bookworm of the group.
I've never been.
I wondered if people were going to bring up books. That's great.
Wes enjoys a good book. Don't get it twisted. Yeah. So, I found a little gem when we were at HowLive.
Yeah.
When we were at Adobe Max, they had their little bookstore area there, and I found the most beautiful book. Called The Process is the Inspiration, put out by House Industries. They were charging $50 for it there. And I thought, Wes, you can do better than that.
I remember this.
Oh, this is the most gorgeous book in the world. Yeah.
It's gorgeous. And I have to admit, I haven't cracked it open yet, but it looks great on my little Ottoman situation.
Because it's that perfect house font, that brush script in the circle. Yes.
For us reading books.
Wait, I want to hear the crack of the book.
Okay, here we go.
Hold on.
Do you hear?
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear the pages? Okay.
Oh.
Anyway, so here we go. It's I'm just gonna read a little blurb from the back where it just says, hold on. I'm trying to find the right spot that I was trying to find before. Okay. A standard bearer of American design since 1993, House Industries answers the burning question, where do you find inspiration? With this illustrative collection of helpful lessons, stories, and case studies that demonstrate how to transform obsessive curiosity into personally satisfying and successful work. So it's a beautiful book, like I say. And I was able to find it on Amazon for like $30. So basically,
that's fantastic.
Yeah, so I was laughing the whole way to the bank when I was there at the event because it was 50 and I just got on my Amazon app and like $30 delivered because it's also a hefty book. I didn't really want to carry this all the way through security, so but it's gorgeous. And I think on the House website, if you wanted to pay more for it, it looks like it's available in a few colors. I got the black one.
Oh, gotcha.
Like if you just kind of want it for just sticking on a shelf purposes and looking good. you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's $33.47 on Amazon right now.
There you go.
Okay.
And it's been added to cart. you guys are breaking me today. Wow.
Nick is just... Nick is treating this like the Ellen's 12 days of giveaways here, but he has to pay for
these. Are all free because they're all free because we're talking about them, right?
Yeah, I think right. They should be. They should be.
Right.
I have seen. I'm so glad you brought this one up because I have seen it pop up on a lot of people's Instagrams, and I did not know it was all about the process and inspiration. I thought it was House Industries just kind of showing off all of their incredible fonts.
Yeah.
So,
and honestly, it could be, cool, I would be fine with either because I'm just interested in the cover.
Yeah. Beautiful. You
know. Yeah. Oh, sure. I get that. It's beautiful.
I do judge a book by its cover. So yeah, that's how I roll.
Well, we're only human.
There you go. Bam. Good choice.
Thank you. All right, Mikkel, you're number three.
Okay. My number three. I have been, supporting one of my longstanding clients with holiday gifts for their employees. And this year we decided to do custom wine labeling, mugs, pints, and, you know, beverage related fun stuff for the holiday festivities. And
I thought,
gosh, we know how to run all these tools. They're at our fingertips. How cool to be able to do this for friends and family. You find a good local vendor that you can support. And the pint glasses and the mugs are just really super reasonable. And you just have your local vendor order those in. You prepare your own custom design, of course, of the same, that everybody would have the same, just so that you're not breaking the bank. In that case, you know, the higher volume, the cost goes down per unit, of course. So it's just nice that we can do, and some of the best gifts I think that I've given and that my family has told me that I've given are those that I create, that I customize for everybody.
I totally agree. Yeah.
Well, why not take advantage of that?
To be a designer for that reason, like just to have that skill to be able to do that for people. It's great.
It just makes it really personable in that sense as well for everybody.
Yeah, for sure. I used to make my mom art stuff like when I was younger and broker.
It's the same type of sentiment. I remember making
Christmas cards. I haven't done it in years, but like I used to make the Christmas cards every year, like by hand.
Right.
And again,
right.
The reaction was so great. And I just wish I had, I could find the time, but I know exactly what you're saying. Those are the best things.
They are.
If you're creative. You know, you got to share totally a picture too with what your finals look like. I'd love to see
that. Yeah, I will. You know, people would stock too early, so I got to hold out until, you know, everybody's opened them, but I definitely will share because I don't want to give it away prior.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, I have a few ideas in mind for the brewery that we just did and their glasses, and they came out so amazing. I want to turn it into some kind of a gift. And buy a bunch of them. So again, but then I was like, I'm not telling anything more than that. Because
you're right. Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
It's such a neat idea to be able to do that. And I think you think it is. The things that you get, if you get something like that, it's more meaningful. So, you know?
Right.
Yeah. It works for almost everybody except for my Swedish step-grandmother who, when I was a kid, I colored something for her. And she said, you can do better. And sent me back do another one because the first one did not make it to the fridge. She was a tough woman, tough to please,
a tough critic. Critic.
She gave that coloring a 5 out of 10.
Pretty tough.
Oh boy.
Wow. Okay.
But you know what? It's her maybe her last Christmas.
It made you the artist you are today.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of those comments, especially what's the grandma thing all about? They are sometimes the ones that are most vulgar and hard to swallow. You understand what that is?
Getting a glimpse.
They're out of F's to give is basically what that is. So
I think you're that's right. All, yeah. You're right. Lifetime of F's.
All right, Nick.
My last one, and you guys can look this up. This was actually another find over at Adobe Max, and I had seen it but didn't think much of it. And then all of a sudden, everyone's like, did you try out the new Logitech Craft keyboard? And I was like, what? I went over and looked at it, And it's genius because it really, it brings in something that was introduced last year. And I think we all remember when Microsoft came out with their studio. And we all flipped because it had that cool dial. And it really hasn't made a dent into our world. And I think all of us knew we were never going to like move over to Microsoft out of Apple if we were true Apple users. But what this keyboard does is it brings the touch-sensitive key knob over to the top left, and the knob is completely adaptable to whatever program you're in. So basically, you can use this to zoom in, switch between apps in Photoshop and Illustrator. It's used to change the thickness of a stroke. It depends on even what palette you're in. So this changes as you are in different palettes of Illustrator or Photoshop, and you can adjust up and down, thick and thin, dark and light. So if your adjustment panel is open, you turn this instead of having to click the slider, and you see a live change as you're turning and measuring, and you get a little digital readout on your screen as well. So it's kind of a nice addition to, first of all, it's one of the best keyboards I've ever used, hands down. It has really good feel, really strong keys, very well laid out, and it's also Lightning compatible. So it charges, you just plug in your Lightning to it and you charge it up that way. It doesn't have batteries that you have to take in and out of, which is always a bitch when it comes to any keyboard you're dealing with. So again, has this adaptability to be used for every different application you use by turning this wheel, and it has a click. It also can go smooth, or you can click it to ratchet, you know, where it actually like has a kind of a feel in the knob, like clicks, which is really kind of cool too, you know? So nice. This is, I think it's about $129, I believe. The only problem with mine is last year, it's $199. I bought a Logitech Solar keyboard, which is the best thing I've ever bought ever, because it literally never needs batteries and it never needs charging. It has two little solar panels.
What are you working outside?
No, dude, it's literally natural lighting. It gets it.
Oh.
It's never been out for over a year and a half.
Wow.
It's it's the coolest thing ever. So I believe you can get this for under 100. Full keyboard with the new numbers and everything. So if you are one of those people that just hates doing the rechargeables or changing batteries every 5 days, this is a great one. But if you need a really good update, this Craft one is pretty amazing. I think I'm definitely going to wait till maybe after Christmas and see if I get enough Best Buy cards.
Nice.
What?
So
I do like at it. I do like that one of the things that impressed you with this keyboard is it has letters and numbers. That's...
Yeah.
I would hope so.
Yeah. Well, you know, the separate number keys over to the right.
It has symbols and everything.
I hate spelling out two. Yeah. I hate spelling out two all the time.
But no capital letters. That's asking too much.
But it's also quite gorgeous. It's a really good looking keyboard as well. So if you look at it, it's called the Logitech Craft Craft.
Okay.
Take a look.
Okay.
And we'll have links to all this too. So
yeah, it works perfectly with Apple.
Seamless. So it's like everything that was really cool about that Windows Surface with the dial. Now not only does it play with your Mac, but it changes not only per app, but per palette that you're in. So if you're going from colors to contrast to type, you scroll this and it goes up your type. If your type thing's selected, you scroll through and you'll get all your type. So you can go as fast or as slow as you want.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Which is nice. Pretty cool.
I gotta check
that out. That is great.
Gets the other hand using so you can keep the other one on the mouse, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's
it.
Love it.
That is
last
great.
Last one.
Cool. So you guys are done. You guys don't have more? I have two. So I can just
go
do both
it.
Mine in a row.
Go for it.
Okay, cool. So the first one go to the website uxkits.com, and basically it's a website UX deck. So it's a deck of cards. Which makes planning out the UX of a site really easy, and you can kind of do it in an analog way, which I think that'd be great. Like, I like the idea of just being able to have these different kind of modules
and very cool.
Yeah, and just kind of bust them out and change the order up on your desk, and then you can get to work wireframing from that. And they kind of talk about you could do this with clients. If you meet with clients, you can kind of do it in real time.
Sure.
And, yeah, so they basically all have, each card has like just kind of standard UX elements to it. like a video or a
event,
yeah,
article.
Event, that kind of yeah. stuff, a bio, you know, that kind of, or people bios.
That is
and just
cool.
lay them out and just yeah, yeah. It's $19.
That is cool.
And they're pretty
dude,
cool.
I do this
too.
The white trash way. I use Post-its. There this you is go. So much better.
Nothing wrong
That's
with
great.
A Post-it.
But this is so cool. I think you're right to lay it out analog first and just be mm-hmm. able to move things around by just they're simple playing cards.
Yeah.
And you get your layout before you even, you know, really dig deep into the program or to the
That's
design.
That's fun.
This is awesome.
Yeah. Well, here's That's the so fun. I'm planning a webinar soon, so like what I'm I have to design a slide deck, which I never do, and I am not looking forward to it. But basically, what I'm planning to do is like just buy index cards and do it like this, mm-hmm. like just really analog, just kind of mm-hmm. lay out all the slides. I think that's going to be helpful
Smart.
For me. So this
Smart.
Kind of thing seems yeah. like a good thing too. So
yeah,
all right, cool. Yeah. So right along to my next one. Now this is something that I have. And I'm going to butcher the pronunciation, I'm sure. But before I tell you the name of it, I'll just tell you what it is. So it's like a little handheld thing that you put your smartphone in it. And mm-hmm. if you take video with your smartphone, it keeps things nice and smooth. I don't know if you two remember when we were at Adobe Max. We had a listener to the show that was kind of hanging out with us for a while.
Steven.
Yeah, that's his name. And he had this. And it was... So I'm using it for a very specific reason, but I think for you guys, if you're if you do any kind of video on your website, like just to show something you've designed, this is a really cool way to like pan around it and just show like different angles without it being kind of that jerky motion that you would just have with your hand. So it basically it stabilizes the camera with a counterweight, and it's pretty freaking cool. Like I've used it once, and you can like walk with it. And talk to camera or walk with it pointing the other way.
Oh,
and
nice.
It's like a steady cam. So it's
yours.
Yeah.
The,
yeah.
Is it all levers and weights or is it electric?
It's electric.
It's the electric one. Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
So it's called
insane.
Yeah. It's called this. I'm going to butcher it. Zhiyun Smooth Q. So it's spelled Zhiyun Smooth Q.
Okay.
3-axis handheld gimbal stabilizer for smartphone.
That's the one. Yep.
We'll link to it in the show notes. Don't worry. But
very smart.
Yeah, it's like $140. But if you use video a lot, and you know I recommend you do, it's a cool way to do it without being stationary. Because, yeah, you can put
but
your phone on a tripod. But
I think it's funny, too. You don't even – I think you can say yes. If you're doing video a lot, you might need this. And some people might say, oh, I don't do video. But, like, think about even just a simple Instagram post of you panning –
Yeah,
the work that you've laid out, like you need something like this because otherwise you're gonna get the jagged kind of you know unsmooth,
yeah.
unless
right.
you've got some kind of a dolly or something. So
right.
this
right.
is such a cool thing to think of for all those other applications, even if you're not really doing video like most people think they are, you know?
Right. And it's just
like
kind
it.
Of a fun thing
I
just
like
to
it.
Have for just for fun every now and then when you need it. Like it's way cooler than like a. Those stupid selfie sticks.
Yeah.
See people that just want to beat them with their own selfie stick, basically.
But
this
isn't even like it's
that.
Totally different. The fact that it's just a handheld thing looks similar to one, but like, I mean, hands down, this thing is like such a great thing to have. I wish the phone itself was that one day phones itself might be this way, that good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, well, here's the thing. So like a lot of the new smartphones, like the new iPhones have kind of a stabilizer in them, but they're still not
yes.
like perfect. So
no, exactly.
This does a much better job of that. So all right, cool. So hopefully this
good
has
deal.
Given you some good ideas of what to ask for the holidays this year. And I know Nick will be asking for all of them. So
with my review in January.
There you go. Yeah, that's the follow-up here. So and we are going to I think we should actually do like the listener ones. Let's just do those after the question. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
All right, cool.
Sure.
So we'll tease that. And until then, we've got the listener question. But before then, let's talk some FreshBooks, baby. We love FreshBooks. They make everything easy for us to invoice our clients and just make really polished branded invoices in no time at all. So they've just been completely redesigned and custom built for the way we work as designers. You can create and send really professional looking invoices in under 30 seconds. And with literally two clicks, it's okay. With literally two clicks, you can set yourself up with FreshBooks online payments and end up with money in your pocket much sooner. 60% of invoices are paid within a single day. Can you imagine such a thing? God, I wish I had this when I was when I was younger and I had to hound clients for payday. It was just, this makes it so much easier. And the other cool thing is they will send out the automatic reminders, so you don't have to keep sending those emails that you hate sending. Let them be the bad guy. So with the new projects feature, you can share files and messages with your clients, contractors, and employees. So it's basically a project management system as well. They have a cool app.
I love that.
Yeah, they have a cool app. They've got great support. They're just such nice guys over there. They'll answer the phone in three rings or less. So we've got a free 30-day unrestricted trial with them. So go to freshbooks.com/deeplygraphic and enter Deeply Graphic Design in the How Did You Hear About Us section. So again, 30-day unrestricted free trial. freshbooks.com/deeplygraphic and enter Deeply Graphic Design in the How Did You Hear About Us section. All right. So today we have a question. Let me find that question. Bear with me here for a second.
No problem.
Always. I'm so unprepared, woefully unprepared. Okay, so here we go. This is from Lisa Benedix, and it's a long one. Sorry, Lisa, I'm going to shorten it. All right, so the gist of the question is, I love graphic design, but I don't feel like it loves me. When do I know if I should just give up or trying to fight everything in my way? How do I get experience when I live here in such a small town with barely no experience? My worst fear is that if I keep trying, I'll be wasting time in my efforts and won't go anywhere. Should I work my butt off at this job? So she's got like a side job to pay off my loans and then try to get back into design. How can I practically go about continuing to try to keep in this field when everything seems to be against me? Then she goes on to give her her web address. And so, okay, so I'm going to start there. So Lisa,
go for it.
Yeah, so you say that, you know, you've went to school for this. There's just not a whole lot of jobs around where you are, and the money's bad and all that kind of stuff. So my first piece of advice, if that's the case, is you may need to stop thinking about your geographic area, and I would recommend you come up with a niche for yourself that you can kind of become an expert in, countrywide, worldwide, what have you. So what you would do is you would be the logo branding expert for restaurants or for this industry or that industry. And then you have to market yourself as that. They're not just going to come to you. So you have to do what you can with your website. And, there's going to be some advertising costs, probably like Facebook ads, that kind of thing, possibly SEO, whatever that is. But you need to find an industry or just a really specific thing that you love to do and go after it. Because if you live in a little town outside of Duluth or whatever, not going to be a whole lot of opportunity there for you probably. So I went to your website. We all went to your website, and we've got a few notes for you. So and I'm sorry to everybody else who can't see this, but just listen along. Like, I think a lot of this will apply to a lot of people. So
it does. Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. Sure.
So we get to your web, and out of privacy for you, Lisa, I'm not going to tell the name of your website, but so basically when you get to the homepage, all I'm seeing is a grid of projects with very little context to any of them. Mm-hmm. Some of them kind of look like hobby projects, which is okay, but when you have, I'm seeing a sweatshirt design, I'm seeing like it looks like something kind of etched on a glass jar.
Most likely trying to indicate can do packaging, can do apparel design, can do
yeah
that kind of thing.
And I get it, but when
I would
really caution anyone against just having your homepage be just a grid of work. with no explanation.
There's got to be a welcoming line that differentiates you and starts the conversation, really.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then one of your images is broken.
Which is a project. Like, that's hard to, I struggled coming up with that. It took me, because we're all critics of our own product, right? Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
all this stuff can be time consuming and a little challenging, but worth it.
Exactly. So one of the images here is not even coming up. It's broken. So that doesn't look good. Yeah. So, what I would really like you to do is take a look at other agency websites that are doing it a little more right.
They're such great models. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're such great models.
Yeah. Some are and some aren't. Some go way far the other way, which is just,
of course,
making it too over the top and too many things where you're never going to know what's going on. But
those are the niche ones that they're not going to do you much good. Just find the ones that kind of just have a bit more focus. Like, your name's not even here. I see a very small logo, but there's no name, there's no welcome,
Uh-huh.
And like Wes said, it's just start us off with introducing yourself and be proud of your work and show it off much more. There's no excuse. There's so many great website things to use now, free, cheap, even medium size, budgets.
Well, and by the way,
I
would say introducing yourself is actually even secondary. The first thing is showing what you do and why that's going to matter to your clients.
Of course. What
are you going to do for them? Are you going to, if you're doing like restaurant logos, what is your promise? Like, how is that going to impact the restaurant that hires you? Like, you want to say, I do this so that you can accomplish this. Think about it like that. So, I would say just laser focus yourself on something that you really are passionate about. And what you're probably going to have to do is assign yourself some self-project work.
Of course.
Where you basically just it's basically a fake project and do it and post it and say what you did. Everything should be in context. You should say, here's what the ask was, and even if it's kind of a fake one, and then here's the solution we came up with, and show it in context on different, like how we've talked about doing it like on signage or whatever.
Right.
I think that's a good first step.
I'll send you a few people I know that are in probably even smaller towns than you and are doing incredibly great when it comes to business. They've looked elsewhere. They've looked bigger and broader. So they're not really being held down by their location. I think that's the, I'm glad you mentioned that up first.
Key not to let the location control
never.
You.
And it looks like you appreciate, from just your writing us and telling us how much you love this industry, I think it's worth a shot for you to give it your best before you do any kind of decision, and listen to what Wes had mentioned about refining your website. We want to know exactly what you do and what your benefit is the second we log on to your site. And then if you have to, build some great projects. It looks like you really like good packaging and admire what's out there in the market. Do a fake one. Why not? It's totally worth doing it. And
Wes, you did that, or I'm sorry, Nick, you did that for a restaurant that you wanted.
I did.
Right? A restaurant gig.
And it helped me get one.
Yeah.
And that paid a lot of bills last year. So it's worth doing that extra work. I'm telling you. And if you're not too busy right now, then do it. You have more than enough time, hopefully, to do this. And I just really want to reemphasize that she sounds like she loves this. And it's like, don't give up on it until you really give it your best shot. I think that's the best way to look at it.
You know, I love how the humility in this question and how transparent she is. Like, she,
good for you,
we have all gone through this insecure moment. Like, it feels like the industry is winning over you. It sucks.
Yep.
It really totally feels like that type of battle. It's just, I really appreciate the true bluntness of this question. So good job, Lisa. Thanks for being real.
Yeah. And I would also suggest, if there's anything, looking at your work, if there's anything that you feel you did not get at school, go on like Skillshare, find a few things in typography that will really sharpen up your skills when it comes to things. Because I think
good
also
point.
Too, to be really honest, typography is a really quick way to see if someone is student or a recent grad by looking at their work. And
interesting.
There's so many great options and classes and things to look at. And like the ones that like Aaron Draplin or John Contino teach, they'll help you with typography, and you can go right into one lesson and just get what's needed and take it and, mm-hmm. and work on a great side project, and it will be the best looking thing on your site, you know, because you're really taking the time to fine tune and you want to sell it and have someone look at this and go, if she could do that for that company, I need her for my company. That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
Yep.
So the options are there, you know. Please tell us what you do and keep us up to date for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Just stop thinking of it just as a design, like as an art form. Like if you can focus on making companies money with what you do, you'll be cool. Golden. And if you can do that and communicate it to the right companies, you'll be all set. So,
yeah.
Good luck to you, Lisa. Yeah, get back to us and let us know what you decide to do. And if you update your website, we'll take another look at it.
Outstanding.
Cool. All right. So we've got a few, as promised, we have a few listeners that sent in some of their holiday recommendations. So we got one from Eric Allen. You just sent a link, codeandquill.com. Let's see what that is.
Yeah.
It's like we're opening up presents in real time here.
I know. This is great.
That's so fun.
The notebook for creatives.
Oh, that's cool. Got grid on one side and then like what looks like almost like code or graph paper on the other side. They're awesome looking. I'd get it for just the look.
Yeah. What is it? Designers love their notebooks, don't we?
I know.
Sure. I know, honestly.
and it lays flat. That's a nice thing on a lot of those hardcover ones. They don't lay flat when you're trying to draw on them, you know?
Mm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lay flat's nice.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Okay, and we got one from Joshua Rodriguez. He says, Christmas present so I can measure all of my other gifts. And then let's see what this link is. I'm picturing a ruler. Okay, here we go. A ruler for the modern world created to bridge the gap between physical and digital. So it looks like it's got like inches on one side and then pixels and... in the middle. That's kind of cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And it has an open like channel in the middle to.
I think that's where the pixels are measured.
Right. Yeah.
I think so.
That's pretty cool. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
He also had a second one. Did you see that?
I'm opening that up now.
The Arsenal Camera Assistant.
Okay.
It's basically a camera sensor that goes on top of your DSLR, and it has an app, so it basically monitors the area using AI to take better photos in any condition.
See, I need this.
I need that big time.
Because I've got the DSLR, but I don't know what I'm doing whatsoever with it.
It's totally intimidating.
Just chimed in on the chat.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like, hey, we're giving you free publicity. Send us three arsenals.
All right, cool. And I think we had another one too that someone sent in that I don't think they used the right hashtag. It was just in the DGDC, but it's gone now. So whoever that was. It's gone.
Oh, but there's also one from Jonathan that does creates custom screen printed T-shirts for clients and for friends.
Oh, yeah. That's
what it is on there. Let's see. Is it Amazon? It's got a link to. Oh, it's a whole cool DIY print shop, like a screen printing kit on Amazon for $99.
Nice.
Well, that's pretty cool. It's got everything you need to do your own screen printing for, like you were saying, those gifts from the heart or those gifts from Mikkel.
Exactly. See, so if you've been listening to this whole show and nothing has interested in you, then there's just no pleasing you at this point. We have everything. We have screen printing. We have the rulers. We have the notebooks. We have it all. So,
yep.
All right, cool.
Hopefully
well,
something good there.
I love these episodes.
Yeah, they're fun. They're good. And I think for the next couple episodes, they're going like I think December is going to be all about 2018 trends. So we'll cover graphic design trends for 2018 that are coming up, and trends we can expect to see on the web next year too. So
nice.
That's going to be our December, and then we've got January planned out too. So keep those questions coming. Just send them in to questions@thedeependesign.com, And of course, we love our audio questions. We haven't gotten any of those in a bit, so step it up, guys. Come on. And yeah, with that in mind, keep designing. Catch us next time on the Deeply Graphic Design Cast.